This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Number of candidates filing nominations for local polls crosses 141,000. Nepal Airlines conducting flights thrice a week to Japan from May 1st. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vows to step up nuclear weapons program. Now, the news in detail. The Election Commission has said 141,468 candidacies were filed for various posts for the upcoming local-level election scheduled for May 13th. As per the update shared by Election Commission this morning, 3,318 candidacies were for metropolis, sub-metropolis and municipalities, and 2,036 for the deputy mayor, vice chair, post in rural municipalities and municipalities. For the total of 35,221 posts at 753 local levels, the country is holding the local level election on May 13. As the nomination filing occurred in an encouraging atmosphere on Sunday and Monday throughout the country, the Election Commission has slated today as the day to receive objections to the candidacies. Investigation of the complaints and objection would be done on April 27 and 28. It would be followed by the publication of the candidate name list. On April 29, there will be withdrawal of nomination if anyone wants, and then final publication of candidate name list. As per the schedule, the Election Commission will provide election symbols to candidates on April 30th. Likewise, the Election Commission has said that 20,000 observers will observe the May 13 local-level elections. According to the spokesperson of the Election Commission, Saligram Sharma Paudil, a total of 68 various organizations have taken permission to observe the local-level elections. Spokesperson Paudil further said preparations are underway to deploy 20,000 observers with identity cards during the election. The national flag carrier, Nepal Airlines, is conducting three flights a week from Kathmandu to Narita, Japan, from May 1st. From now on, Nepal Airlines will conduct the flights on Sunday, Tuesday and Friday. In a press release issued by Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAAN, the passengers' demand was growing as the COVID-19 infection is gradually subsiding. The airfare for Kathmandu-Narita has been fixed at ₹152,000, including tax, in business class and ₹119,000 in economy class. Likewise, Nepal's air safety rating has increased as per the International Civil Aviation Organization ICAO safety audit. At a press conference, Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal shared that Nepal's compliance rate is 70.1%, with a rise of 3% from earlier, which is above average in ICAO's air safety audit. However, the European Union imposed air restrictions has not been lifted in Nepal, despite the rise in safety ratings. The 23rd Memorial Day of the then chairman of CPN-UML and former Prime Minister Manmohan Adhikari is being celebrated today. On the occasion, leaders and cadres, including CPN-UML chair K.P. Sharma Oli, laid wreath at the statue of late Adhikari at Manmohan Memorial Foundation in Sanipa, Lalitpur. At the ceremony, Chair Oli accused the ruling coalition of opposing only the UML, as coalition partners had no political basis. Late Adhikari died of heart attack in Kothatar, Kathmandu on April 26, 1999, during the election campaign. One person was killed while another was injured when a scooter was hit by a tripper at Chardobato of Madhyapur Thimi Bhaktapur along the Orniko Highway this morning. The deceased has been identified as two-wheeler rider 32-year-old Ganendra Malla Thakuri from Bethanchuk of Kabre Palanchuk and currently residing at Changunarayan Municipality 3. According to Metropolitan Police Range Bhaktapur's Deputy Superintendent of Police Raju Pandey, the tripper en route to Nepal Korea Friendship Hospital from New Thimi hit the scooter heading towards New Thimi from Gattagar. Pillion rider 33-year-old Bimal Thresta from Magdi and currently residing at Changunarayan 3 is being treated at Madhyapur Hospital. Following the accident, police apprehended the tripper driver. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudhur Pashim Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Brief rain, thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places in Province No. 1, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudhur Pashim Province today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 15.9 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 32.5 degrees Celsius. At present, there is an influence of local winds as well as westerly winds in the hilly terrain of the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made a defiant speech at a military parade on Monday night, vowing to ramp up the country's nuclear arsenal. The parade, to mark the armed forces' founding anniversary, also displayed banned intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs. The announcement was made at a parade marking the 90th anniversary of the founding of the North Korean army. Parade pictures released by state media show that Hwasong-17 was among the weapons displayed at the parade. North Korea claimed to have test-fired the massive ICBM for the first time in March. In addition, satellite images have shown North Korea firing up activity at its nuclear testing facility in Pyongyang in March, stoking fears that the country would resume testing nuclear weapons and long-range missiles. Billionaire Elon Musk has struck a deal to procure social networking site Twitter for $44 billion. Mr. Musk, who made the stock bid less than 2 weeks ago, said Twitter had tremendous potential that he would unlock. He also called for a series of changes from relaxing its content restrictions to eradicating fake accounts. The firm initially rebuffed Mr. Musk's bid, but it will now ask shareholders to vote to approve the deal. According to Forbes magazine, Mr. Musk is the world's richest person with an estimated net worth of $273.6 billion, mostly due to his shareholdings in electrical vehicle maker Tesla, which he runs. He also leads the aerospace firm SpaceX. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is due to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow later today, but expectations from the meeting are said to be low after several failed diplomatic efforts so far. The talks between Putin and Guterres are expected to focus on the besieged city of Mariupol, where despite declaring a victory, Russian forces have failed to take the Azovstal steelworks. Ukraine forces said earlier on Tuesday that Russia continued to blockade its units at the plant. Ukraine has asked Guterres to guarantee a humanitarian corridor to evacuate civilians sheltering inside Azovstal. The United Nations chief is also expected to travel to Kiev on Thursday, where he will meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Number of candidates filing nominations for local polls crosses 141,000. Nepal Airlines conducting flights thrice a week to Japan from May 1st. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vows to step up nuclear weapons program. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.